The second act of the president's second term is tonight, the State of the Union address. The White House says the speech will be a follow-up to the goals and objectives the president outlined in his second inaugural address. And joining us live is Rachel Smolkin, Deputy Managing Editor for Politico. Rachel, good morning. Good to have you with us again.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Now, we know the economy is going to be the issue number one that the president talks about tonight, but he does it at a time when we're all fearing sequestration. So what are we going to hear?
That's right. He really didn't talk a lot about the economy during his inaugural address. That was much more about outlining a bold liberal vision for the country, talked about gay rights, for example, mentioned immigration. Tonight, expect to hear more about jobs, more about the economy. The White House has been hinting we'll hear about infrastructure, maybe some kind of new infrastructure program, strengthening the manufacturing sector, clean energy, climate change was an issue that came up in the inaugural. This is a place for him to get a little more specific about it. Of course, any new big jobs program that he proposes is going to sound like stimulus and new government spending to the Republicans. So those are all going to be tough climbs.
You think he's going to talk about sequestration tonight? And if he does, will it even matter?
I think he'll talk about it in some way. I don't know how specific he'll get about it, but obviously a big looming issue. I think we'll hear about his balanced approach, as he calls it. He wants more revenue coming in, closing loopholes and deductions, as well as cutting spending for government. Of course, Republicans in no mood to talk about new revenue increases. They feel like we were just through that in the last fiscal cliff fight, did some tax increases then. Now they want to focus only on cutting spending in Washington. So that's a divide in Washington, and President Obama has been pressing his case hard for that.
Now, we saw this tragic shooting over near the campus of the University of Maryland overnight, just the latest indication of what is a problem with violence in our society. To what extent will he talk about guns and what he'd like to do to improve this problem?
There's really no question that he'll mention his gun push in some way. He's been talking about that around the country and plans to continue to. The question is what he will emphasize when he talks about that. Will he focus mostly on this issue of universal background checks, which seems to have the best potential of any of the proposals to actually get passed on Capitol Hill? Or will he spend some time pushing for an assault weapons ban? That, of course, has the toughest climb as far as passage on Capitol Hill. So it's not so much a question of whether he'll talk about it, but where the emphasis will be.
What about the Republican response? Is Marco Rubio going to be presenting Republican ideas tonight, or is he going to be more focused on presenting himself?
That's going to be one of the most interesting pieces of the night. There's probably as much interest and hype around this as the president's State of the Union. Rubio, obviously, a rising star in the party, and we've heard that he's adjusted his speech a bit as we've learned more about the president's speech. The big question is, will he measure up to the hype? There's a lot of pressure on him to really deliver. The response can be a tough moment, as we saw in the past with Bobby Jindal, another person to watch in the Republican Party. And the dynamic between the president and Marco Rubio will be very interesting, too, because Rubio is such a point person on immigration. The president really can't get immigration reform through without him. So that's going to be something interesting to watch as well.
Do either of these leaders tonight make any effort to reach across the table and say, let's solve our problems now?
I think it's likely there'll be some nod to bipartisanship from the president. He may flick at that, but we're seeing a very different approach from President Obama toward bipartisanship at the start of his second term than we did early on in the first. He's gotten much more comfortable pressing his own agenda. He wants to do things his way, and his advisors think that by building a public case in favor of his agenda, that's how you bring the other side over, not so much by meeting in the middle. So, and again, interesting to see how he'll handle that tonight.
Thanks, Rachel. Good to talk to you this morning.
Thank you.
Rachel Smolkin is Deputy Managing Editor for Politico, and we should mention that we'll be streaming the president's speech tonight, so you can catch it on your smartphone.